Hey, everybody, Zach here. Before we get started with the podcast, I just want to let you know about our sponsor, Anchor. We're new to podcasting here at Salty Saints, and Anchor has made it so easy for us to get started. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast, so let me explain a little bit about it. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything that you need to make a podcast in one place. The best part about Anchor, though, is that it's absolutely free. So if you, like us, want to get your word out there, you want to try your hand at podcasting, make sure that you download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey, you're listening to Salty Saints, which is a podcast of New Hope Church, and I am hanging out with my friend, Randy Spate.
What's going on, Randy? I'm doing good.
Cool. Very cool. Today, we're doing kind of a weird episode, because it's not really got the general flow of things.
It's kind of like the news reporting on news broadcasters, isn't it?
Exactly. We want to talk about Salty Saints. We want to talk about the podcast. We want to talk about what it is, what our intentions for it are, and kind of what the future of Salty Saints is going to look like, as of now at least.
I had a friend recently, he said, paint a picture of the promised land. So we're going to paint a picture of the promised land.
Right. Yeah, I like that. We've got a lot of kind of fun stuff coming down the pipe. Like, we're making a few little changes here coming up. There's going to be some new cool resources that we've got for you. Not just Salty Saints, but some other sources. I don't want to go too much into that because we haven't ironed out all the details, but I'm excited.
So, Zach, why did we begin Salty Saints in the first place? We've been doing this now for 4 months?
Ooh, 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
So why did we begin 6 months ago?
So the entire point of this podcast is to help equip people in apologetics was the original concept, I think. And then I think we selfishly kind of plugged in some things that we thought were really cool. And so we've got a little bit of a hodgepodge going on at times.
We've done the apologetics too. There's kind of two focuses there that we've been looking at. One is to deal directly with apologetics. What are some of the episodes that we did that deal directly with apologetics?
We've talked about the New Age. We've talked about atheism. We've talked about how to defend your faith, how to talk about Christianity with people that don't necessarily believe it or believe in a spiritual worldview whatsoever, or talking to people that do believe in a spiritual worldview, just not the proper one. So we've tiptoed into that territory, but I think moving forward, we're going to try to make more of a direct impact on how you as listeners can use this material. I would like for that to be a thing. I'd like to make it a little more applicational, and I think that's something we're going to try and focus on. We don't want to talk at you. We don't want that. We want to kind of partner with you. We want to be a resource for you. We want to be something you can reference and go, oh, I remember they said that. Maybe I can try that.
We kind of want this to be a dialogue instead of a monologue, right?
Right, right. And part of a dialogue is you giving us your input as well. And so we've actually got a new email set up that you guys can email us whatever questions you have or whatever you might want to see out of the podcast, what you may be struggling with in your own personal lives and how we could possibly help that through content. So that is saltysaints@becomehope.com. And that's the email. So if you've got anything that you want to send us, just go ahead and throw it through there, and we'll get that and check it out and get back to you. Another thing that we're trying to focus on is faith stories. And we're probably going to be a little selective in those, just that everybody's got a faith story. Everybody's got one of those. And that's important to us. But if we do 100 of the same concept, you know, it's gonna be a little more difficult to pull what you should do from that. And so we're probably gonna try and get a variety of just kind of different backgrounds, different ways people came to Christ, and so we are looking to just meet new people. And if you've got a great story that you think would be beneficial for others to hear, get a hold of us. Let us know. Let us know your story. Talk to us.
And you know what? Sometimes I think people think that their story isn't all that great, when actually it is. People think that they need to have been a murderer or a drug dealer saved out of that. And sometimes the best stories are about people who were brought up and just one day realized, hey, my parents' faith is not mine. So here's how I came to faith, from the standpoint of someone who grew up in a Christian family.
Exactly. You know, everybody's life, I believe, and I think it's biblical as well, that God makes us who we are to reach certain people. You know, your background matters for the people that you are around, and the people that you are going to save are going to benefit from the things you've gone through and overcome.
In the faith stories, will we be dealing with people who don't necessarily have everything in perfect working condition?
Absolutely. Okay. Because there are no perfect people. And if you're trying to play off that you are a perfect person, Jesus called those Pharisees. And
sometimes being able to talk openly about your struggles ministers. It speaks directly to someone who has the same or a similar struggle.
Yeah. That's another thing that I hold incredibly valuable in this podcast, is I want us to be able to be transparent. I don't ever want this podcast to feel... Growing up, I would watch TBN or I would watch preachers on TV, and there is just an air about them that it's like it's this holier than thou kind of thing going on, and it's so hard to connect with. And I never could connect with those people. I don't know. I know some people do, and I'm not trying to knock that. But I'm saying I know there's a lot of people out there that are looking for just genuine transparency and openness. And so we want to try and provide some of that as well. And we want you to be open with us as well.
So, Zach, here's a you said before knowledge bombs and some other podcasts. So here's a knowledge bomb. Part of the Reformation, part of what Martin Luther, John Calvin, others around that time, part of what they taught was the perspicuity of Scripture. Have you ever heard that word, perspicuity?
No.
Yeah. I love that word. The perspicuity of Scripture. Do you know what that means?
Does it have something to do with perspective?
No, not really.
Okay.
What it essentially means is that it's easy to understand. Now, what I love about that is they use a word like perspicuity to convey the meaning easy to understand.
Right.
But what they're essentially saying in that is that Scripture is, it's a series of books, a series of personal accounts written by fishermen for fishermen. So isn't that great?
I have never thought of it like that.
Even in Scripture, they didn't go to the head Pharisee. They didn't go to the chief priest and say, write this down for me. They went to normal, ordinary, average people. They went to people that, if you look at it really closely, you realize these guys were struggling just like I struggle today And this is scripture. This is God's word to us. God even speaks through them. So he can even speak to us today. Even though we're struggling, and sometimes because we're struggling, he speaks more clearly through us to a world that also is struggling.
Right. And I mean, when he entered into the flesh as Christ, he chose not to spend all of his time with the teachers of law and the higher ups in society. He was hanging out with gamblers and whores and tax collectors. And it was all the people that society hated. And that's who Jesus was hanging out with.
He hung out with fishermen. And I don't know, the fishermen that I know today, they're a pretty crusty lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Foul mouthed and,
right.
And a little
I'll
crude.
Bet you that, you look at Paul, some of what he writes is incredibly crude.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. The whole concept, salty saints, it sounds like we're like salty as in we're upset, and maybe sometimes we are. But the concept salty is coming from Jesus saying, be salt and light. You know, how can salt be salty again if you've lost the saltiness? How can light shine for the world if you hide it under a bowl? Or, you know, a city on a hill is seen by everyone. You know, you can't hide that. And so sort of the podcast concept here is it's evangelism in some way, but sort of through means of knowing what you're talking about. And so that's sort of what we're getting at with the apologetic side of things. Apologetics are just the defense of your faith, knowing why you believe what you believe and being able to say that to someone else logically.
So part of our study is going to be knowing what we believe.
Right.
Part of it's going to be being able to defend what we believe.
Exactly.
And part of that is knowing what others believe and where those come into conflict.
Right. And you know, something, I believe it's a Walter Martin quote, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't remember it word for word, but what he basically said is when it comes to apologetics, when it comes to the cults or other religions, you don't have to know everything they believe in order to preach the gospel to them. You just need to know as much as you can about Christ, about the gospel, about scripture, so that when you see or hear another religion, you know immediately, oh, that isn't Christianity. That's not what the Bible says. That's not who Jesus is. And so we want to instill a little bit of that in you. And if you're not familiar with Walter Martin, he wrote a book called Kingdom of the Occult, and it's really interesting. He goes into a lot of just different beliefs here in America specifically. But it's from like the 70s, so it's...
I think that's a great approach, though, yeah. Because there is always a new idea out there. There's always somebody else who believes some other crazy thing. We're not going to be able to be experts in all of that, but if we know what we believe, if we know what Scripture says, and we're able to go to Scripture and say, look at this, if we're able to see the logic behind that and how that fits together, we're prepared. We're ready to make a defense of the faith.
And just a quick thing to add as well, when you start looking into what other people believe, you start realizing that there really aren't a whole lot of ways to believe. There seem to be a few different schools of thought, and most world religions fall into one of those few schools of thought with a tweak here or there. But that seems to be the overarching thing. So we're going to try and lay out some of those general categories that religions can fall into. And the funny thing about Christianity is it's unlike all of them. It stands on its own. It's completely different than every world religion. And that's also what we want you to understand. Trying to think of anything else, man.
We have talked here about other podcasts. Do we want to talk about that at all?
Like from us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not just yet.
Okay.
Because we've got more podcasts coming.
Okay. We can clip this from the final.
No, it's fine. I think this is fine to say. We were talking about things coming down the tube, things coming, fun stuff on the way.
We've also talked about turning this podcast into both audio and video.
That is the goal, yeah. And so we're still ironing out details on some stuff like that. But keep your eyes peeled.
And that doesn't mean that you would not be able to listen to us strictly as a podcast. What we are talking about is we would release both an audio and video version and at the same time a strictly audio version.
Right, right. It, basically going multi-format is the idea. And while, yeah, like we said, we don't have all the details on what all this looks like yet, keep your eyes peeled. We're really trying to hear the heart of not only our community, but even a broader audience. And we're just trying to meet those needs. And so whatever these podcasts end up being, it's going to be what we feel is going to best benefit not only our church, but other people as well. That's the idea. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled. We are really excited to be getting into some of this. It's probably not going to start up for a few more weeks. So yeah, I don't know. You have anything else to add, Randy? This is pretty much just an informational.
I think just go back to, if you have something, just a burning question, how do I deal with?
Right.
I have a friend who believes XYZ.
Right.
What does the Bible say about that? Those are the kind of things that we're really looking for to be able to provide you with up-to-date, real-time ammunition to be able to say, well, consider this, consider that.
Right. Me and Randy sat down yesterday and just started writing out topic after topic after topic, thinking like, okay, what direction could we take some of these? But if we don't have your input, you're basically just going to hear the stuff that we think you want to hear. So definitely get involved. Let us know what you're thinking.
And that email again is?
It is saltysaints@becomehope.com. And I will get to those emails. You probably won't get a response, but we'll respond via podcast. So keep tuning in, and hopefully your questions get answered. Honestly, guys, we're going to probably call this one pretty short. This is just for you. This is to know what's coming up down the line. And we hope that we can benefit you. We'll be praying for you. We hope that you'll keep praying for us, and stay salty.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast, because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.